can find us on the web at freetalklive.com. My name is Stephanie, and I will be your host tonight. Now, you're probably used to hearing Mark's voice in the main chair, but, you know, Mark has been under a lot of pressure lately with our main host, Ian Freeman, being in jail. I think it is day 47 of Ian's sentence that he's been in Cheshire County Correctional Facility.
I can only imagine how much work goes through Ian's day, and to have that also placed on Mark, who's the second half of the show doing all the advertising, it's got to be a demanding job.
And he's been doing every night. He's been in FTL every single night, and
except tonight,
for a while, which he wanted to do.
Yep, and this is the first night that you are not hearing Mark in the main chair now that Ian has been incarcerated. And I would like to introduce myself. I'm Stephanie, and you are hearing some other voices in the studio, too. We have Dale.
And Neil.
So, yeah, I'm very happy to have you gentlemen here with me tonight hosting the show. I really appreciate the opportunity to have you on one of my shows because you're always so gracious to have me on Prometheus Unchained.
Every month, at least once a month, and maybe more in the future. So
yeah, I come once a month, right? Does that sound familiar? But we used to make these jokes about, She Talk Live was the old all-female edition of Free Talk Live that I used to host back before the Sunday show.
So this is close.
Yeah. That's right, because you guys are both gay, right?
Yeah.
So
at the very least, Prometheus Unchained are two horny gay guys exploring very wild topics. So I will hope that I'm not still in Prometheus Unchained mode.
Yeah, check out flamingfreedom.com to hear more of Neil if you don't know Neil that well yet.
And more of Dale, because you guys make a great team, and I love that that you have that radio show talking about LGBT issues kind of from a pro-freedom perspective.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Enjoy listening to it and enjoy guest hosting with you. So thanks for coming in. And boy, we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, don't we, gentlemen? There's a lot going on in the world. There's these protests on Wall Street, right? People occupying Wall Street. And it's interesting because I think there are people coming from all different kinds of ideologies that are participating in these protests, but largely peaceful, right? But they're encountering a lot of resistance.
It's peaceful until the police show up. And then,
yeah.
And then and I've seen videos that sometimes I really wonder that whether they've put provocateurs in there. You see these completely peaceful, the police show up, and then some new person wanders into the crowd, and suddenly there's something violent happening, and the police have to use violence.
Oh, there's a lot of evidence on that. If you go on YouTube and search for, just like you say, infiltrators, undercover police in a lot of these protests, say like at the G20 or at the Bilderberg group meetings,
the Bilderberg group actually meets? I thought that was just a meme or something.
They do, no.
Oh,
no,
wow.
They do.
Okay.
They're not just a restaurant, Bilderberger, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, they will be so blatantly obvious.
They're not even good actors.
They're beefy, middle-aged guys dressed up in young anarchist black, what they think are anarchist clothing, and they all have little bandanas around their face.
Oh, you mean the balaclavas, right? Isn't that when you tie a black bandana around your face?
That or just a bandana, I forget what the Middle Eastern kind of white and black checkered thing. But
nobody knows them. Like, there's some stranger walks in covering his face, and none of the protesters are doing that. The protesters are not hiding their faces and stuff. And that's someone that the police have planted because he's, and he starts something, and then the police have an excuse to go in and crack some skulls.
At least in the video that I watched, they were actually pushed back behind the police line after all the crowd of activists and protesters realized that they were police. So
there's someone there picking up a rock, and all the other protesters are saying, "Put down that rock! Put down that rock!" And he ends up, afraid. It seems afraid of the other protesters. They get pushed into the police line, and the police arrest him. And they got pictures of when people looked at the video later, they found his boots exactly matched everything that the police were wearing.
Oh, wow!
It was incredibly poorly staged.
Yeah, I mean, it's really revealing when you see stuff like that happening, that the only ones that are inciting or using violence are actually the police, the agents provocateur. And I think that this type of thing contributes to the general attitude that people have that anarchists are this violent crowd and they want to do property damage and all that stuff. And maybe there are some people who identify as anarchists who would fit that description, but some people who identify as anarchists are peaceful and just don't want a government. And so I don't know. It's interesting, and I think they do their best to kind of give that word a bad reputation, and also just anyone who might be there protesting.
Anyone who's protesting government, and then they may not be anarchists, but they are disillusioned at some point or another, and feeling a need to protest, and they're not immediately accepting legitimacy at that moment, you know.
Yeah, I went to the website of one of the groups that was organizing this Wall Street protest, and by the way, for people who aren't familiar, I guess there are people. Hundreds of protesters who are basically planning to camp out on Wall Street and just be there and sleep in tents and stay there and write messages and chalk and, you know, peacefully exist there, but to be there. And the whole point of it is it's called Occupy Wall Street, so they're supposed to be there.
Kind of like Tahrir Square in Egypt, you know. There must be at least more than a couple hundred there, because already 100 have been arrested.
I see. Probably more on the order of thousands or something like that.
They're being pinned on certain streets while they just sweep people up. And I remember hearing back in the 2004 Democratic National Committee where a lot of very left, you know, highly critical anti-corporate types were protesting the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
And they locked them all up in some warehouse wharf. Detain them for, I think in some cases, more than 24 hours.
Wow, yeah.
And so New York City, I'm sure, is very experienced in detaining mass amounts of people.
Yeah, I actually had a few people that I knew who were detained during the Republican National Convention back in 2004 or 2003 when they had it there. And, you know, the point I wanted to bring up was that the organizers of this Occupy Wall Street protest come from all different kinds of ideologies, ranging from kind of liberty-oriented to kind of left-leaning, I guess you could say, anti-corporate, that kind of thing. But I saw a lot of messages, actually, that were quite liberty-oriented. And it, basically, they're saying, why do these big corporations and these big banks get bailouts from the government when they do something, you know, when they mismanage their businesses, essentially, but people are still taxed really heavily, and it's going to be really difficult.
And individuals are losing their houses to foreclosure and stuff like that, and then the banks get bailed out. Like, why aren't you bailing out the people who couldn't pay their mortgages, you know? Maybe $3,000 to a whole bunch of individuals might have saved a bunch of houses from being foreclosed on, and they'd actually get to keep their house. I mean, I'm not advocating the government giving people money,
but yeah.
For anyone out there who is sort of liberal-leaning, that should show you right now who the power serves.
Yeah, and it's an excellent example of the concept of moral hazard, right? Which is if the risk of business is socialized, right? If the risk of business is if the government says, oh, don't worry, if you fail at your business, we'll bail you out, we'll fix it, you know, we got your back. But the profits are private, you know, to those businesses, then it creates an incentive for them to basically just run amok, and there aren't those normal kind of pressures to keep things running smoothly with their business. So I do want to make sure that we give out our phone number tonight and let people call in. Are you in New York City? Are you familiar with what's going on here? We've got some news reports and some other stuff to cover, but I want to know, I would love some reports from kind of the front lines of this protest that's been going on for, what, at least a week now, right? And our number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you have trouble remembering it, 855-450-FREE, and that's also 855-450-3733. Call in and let us know what you think about the protests that are going on Wall Street. If you agree, if you disagree with the protesters, I'd be interested to hear about it.
This is interesting. This one touches home. Someone was arrested for writing love on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some chalking incidents in New Hampshire recently, so that sort of
reminded me.
I was arrested for that myself.
Yeah, you're one of the...
That's right, yes. And for anybody who's not familiar, all three of us sitting here tonight, Dale, Neil, and myself, all moved to New Hampshire to participate in the Free State Project, which is basically an idea to get liberty-loving people to move to one place and concentrate their efforts on getting liberty in our lifetime. So political freedom, I guess you could say. And some of the activism has taken the form of writing with chalk on sidewalks and stuff like that, and I guess Neil was actually arrested earlier this summer for doing just that. I didn't know it was illegal to write with chalk, which little kids do all the time. I guess it's not illegal.
Depends where you are, apparently.
Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. More coming up when we return. We're going to talk about the person who is arrested for chalking love. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, there's a saying that I have that I really enjoy, and it's this. Let emotions subside and then decide. You know, we all come to times in our life where we have to make decisions. I mean, really, all day long we're making decisions. Some of those decisions are more important than others. But especially if you're having to make a really important decision, you don't want to do it in a time of emotion. I found out that emotions rise, but then they fall. So if I make a decision when my emotions are up, I'm likely not to want to do what I said I would do when my emotions fall down. Don't let your emotions drive you to take action, but make a wise, godly decision so you can follow through. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Hello and welcome back. This is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I am your host, Stephanie.
And Dale.
And Neil.
Yes, indeed. And we've been discussing the protests that have been happening on Wall Street in New York City. There are some protesters apparently occupying the Wall Street area. And, you know, for the most part, I hear about everyone being completely peaceful, except that there's a lot of police violence, you know, and there's a lot of macing, tasing, arresting, that kind of thing. I don't know about beatings, but there's certainly a lot of video surfacing on the internet. And in the last segment, I solicited some calls about what's going on here. And we did have a call from Adam in New Hampshire. Adam, what's on your mind?
First, first, I will say I am not in New York, so I know as much as anyone can figure out by looking at the internet.
Sure.
I cannot figure out exactly what the point of the protest is, other than generalized discontent.
It does seem, the timing seems odd to be complaining about the bailouts, doesn't it? It's like that happened a while ago, so.
It seemed, I don't know if there's a single organizer, I guess.
I think maybe Anonymous has something to do with it, but I don't know. I think it seems decentralized.
It does feel very decentralized, and that's very frustrating for them, I think, when they can't find, you know, the head of the snake to cut off and stop the protests.
Have you seen any demands that have been made by them?
No.
No explicit demands?
I've heard third hand, we're not going to leave until the system is gone, something like that.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that would be nice, except probably, you know, I'm of
the
opinion...
Sounds like a poor exit strategy.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion, Adam, I don't know if you agree with this, but I don't think much is going to change until people kind of have the philosophical underpinnings of what freedom means, and I don't think we'll get to a free society by just smashing the state, so-called. I think that there has to be a lot of education and, you know... learning that goes on before we get to that point. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't get the gist that they are there in support of a free society, and I certainly don't get the impression anybody is trying to smash the state.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of I've seen signs advocating socialism. I saw a sign, jobs are a right.
Huh.
I envision bankers sitting in a smoky back room studying the Bolshevik Revolution, trying to figure out how to leverage all these people in the street to make it happen again.
Hmm.
Oh, well, they've certainly done a successful job in dividing and conquering. You know, my immediate conception of all the people that would have gone to this event are leftists, probably with the Answer Coalition, which is funded by the Communist Party of the United States. And
there's a Communist Party?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I personally, I'd say the unions are the last refuge of it. But, I mean, they are out there. They're active. And at least I know a few of our own who are down there. Pete Ayer.
Yes.
Who else went with them? But
there were two people, friends of the show, Pete Ayer, and then another guy named Tommy, I believe, went down to New York City to get some footage of what was happening, and I believe they tried to focus in on kind of some more liberty-oriented things. And, you know, Adam is right. I've seen mixed signals, basically, coming from this protest. I've seen some very socialistic-sounding things and some other things that are more liberty-oriented, kind of like anti-tax, you know, the alliance between corporations and government, that kind of thing.
Yeah, which can be considered liberal or liberty-oriented, because that's mm-hmm. one of the areas where liberty overlaps quite a bit with liberal viewpoints,
yeah,
the whole idea of the corporate structures.
Lefties seem to want to tax the corporations rather than get rid of them. Why are they there at all?
You know, what gets me about that, and I try, you know, I keep hearing, you know, I have friends that would probably describe as very liberal, and they don't like, they have these corporations that maybe aren't paying, they don't feel are paying enough taxes or something like that. And what I try to convey from an economic standpoint is the benefits that these companies get are just massive. And I, you know, before you talk about taxing them more, because really, I mean, any taxes they pay, they just pass on to their customers. And I'm not, you know, I'm not
yep,
saying they
that's
don't,
absolutely
you know,
true.
It is true, and they get incredible benefits. I guarantee you, if you gave them a choice, say, okay, we're going to either tax you more, or we're going to take away all these benefits that you get, like us crushing your competition and regulation on small businesses, and or barriers to entry for small business and things like that. We're going to end all that, or we're going to raise your taxes and wait for what they ask for, and then do the opposite. And I guarantee you, they would say, yeah, just raise my taxes. We don't want to. They don't want to. They're actually getting benefits for their taxes, much more so than your average person who works for a living. You know,
the main problem with a corporation is the limited liability.
Yes.
Is the legal system's way of holding you accountable for damage you cause. Why would you want to limit that? That's what I see as the main problem, and I've never heard somebody who's complaining about I've never heard a lefty complaining about corporations say, well, let's just not have corporations. They don't want to get rid of corporations. They just want to treat them in a different way.
I think they're gonna. Mm-hmm. They just look at it like a cash cow. Like, oh, they've got. They're making all this money. Let's just get some of that money to like get free stuff.
But you know, except the problem
free
is
healthcare and stuff like that.
The problem is the corporations are the ones who can always afford to hire all these lawyers and find.
Exactly.
Yeah, get out of all the taxes that they're supposed to be paying. So.
Yeah. Tax the rich is not going to work.
Yeah, I can totally see that point.
The laws.
Adam, thanks for the call. Is there anything else on your mind tonight?
I think let's get back to your show, and thanks for being on the air.
Thank you so much for calling. We do appreciate your call tonight. And, of course, you can always call in if you have something to add to this discussion at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And take control of the airwaves, as we always like to say. I did mention that Mark is off tonight. He's taking a much-needed day off, so we will see him back tomorrow night. And we are very glad that he's finally getting some much-needed rest. And thank you, gentlemen, again, as always, for being here with me tonight. We do have another call on the line. I'm not sure who this is, but let's take this call on screen. Caller, you're on the air with Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Oh, I didn't want to be on the air. I'm sorry, but I have something to say.
Okay.
I'll say it anyhow.
Sure.
You're not in Ohio, in Toledo, Ohio, except one day a week. So I'm sorry about that. Thank you for educating me about libertarians. I know very little. Another thought on an old show, you said you were trying to defend property rights, I believe.
Sure.
I wondered if you were aware of something in the South that wants property rights that for business owners that would block Africans out of their businesses.
Thank you so much for the call. We do appreciate that, and we will answer your question.
Well, could I ask you one other thing?
Of course,
sure. Did Obama really win the Peace Prize? Because I was never informed what he did with the money, nor did I see his speech on television 6 months into his president. I wish he would, but did he really? Where his speech should have been broadcast worldwide. Okay.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much for the call. We do appreciate that. We will be talking more about this property rights issue that he brought up in the next segment. I didn't quite catch this gentleman's name, but we do appreciate that call. And yes, unfortunately, Obama did win the Peace Prize, but there's a study that shows he has dropped more cruise missiles than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner combined. Sad facts. If you have something to say, call in.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. This is Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I am your host, Stephanie.
And Dale.
And Neil.
Yes, indeed. And we've been talking about some interesting subjects. Started off the show talking about the protests on Wall Street, people occupying Wall Street, and did want to get a little bit deeper into that issue. But we had a call right before we came up on the end of the last segment from a gentleman, and he was in Ohio.
It was a woman, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake.
I don't know.
Well, the caller, you're right.
They never identified. You're talking about something else?
No, the last caller that we had on the line, and you're right, I didn't catch the name or anything like that, so we'll just refer to them as the caller, since we don't know. And basically, the caller said that, was asking a question about property rights, and should people... You know, they'd heard us defending property rights on Free Talk Live before, but should people have the right to kind of exclude people from their businesses, for instance, in a situation where there's a racist business owner who wants to exclude minorities or something like that? And
in this day and age, that business owner won't be in business much longer.
I hope
if
not.
If that were the case.
I certainly hope not, because I despise racism, and I try to root it out in my life whenever possible, and...
Well, I want to know who they are. And the thing is, here's the thing, when the government bans discrimination and then when there are, you know, law, like legal repercussions for it and things like that, we don't, they end up hiding amongst us and we don't know who they are and we don't address it and we don't, they don't get boycotted, they don't get media attention the way they ought to. I think a lot of that stuff would go a lot further toward actually ending racism. I wouldn't want to patronize that person's business. Like now I'm patronizing someone's business that I don't know they're racist because they're afraid to do things. And there's also a lot of legal repercussions. There's this legal process to determine whether or not there was discrimination when in many cases it would be very obscure or not necessarily discrimination. It might be interpreted as such.
I think
I don't want to patronize their business. I don't necessarily want them banned from discriminating. I want to know they're doing it and draw media attention to it and not patronize their business and not work for them.
And like this has been very effective in the past too. I mean, talking about boycotts and stuff like that. It's famous in the civil rights movement, but there have been anti-gay business owners who have been boycotted. There have been misogynistic business owners who have been boycotted. And, you know, you can't use the government to legislate that people have to like each other, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't really work. I mean, I think, you know, it's almost like sweeping the dust under the carpet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who they are. And if someone were anti-gay and they're coming, there's some owner of a business who's anti-gay, I don't want to get a job at his place without knowing that.
Definitely.
And then help him make money and help his business succeed when I don't think his business should exceed. Because I'd be a good employee to someone.
It's a mutual exchange to their benefit.
I don't want
them
benefiting
well.
from my skill set. Yeah.
Like you said, it drives them underground too. And when you observe in Europe, the countries in which it's, they've got no First Amendment over there, and freedom of speech is very little when you can't even speak out. You know, there's a lot of hate speech legislation over there to where you can't even speak out, say, against homosexuality. And I myself am gay, and I would combat that in a free market of ideas. I want to know.
Say what you're going to say about being anti-gay, so that we can respond and have a dialogue about it, right?
Exactly. Drives these business owners underground, makes them feel more resentment, and these anti-free speech laws there, where you can get locked up for years just saying, you know, having a public comment about Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them consort with their own kind, keep these opinions to themselves, form circles where their ideas aren't challenged. They're talking to each other and bouncing off the same ideas and filming like a forming a little hate group.
Hate click, yeah.
Hate click. And
there's another aspect to this, too, in that these discrimination laws, you know, I think we all have established that we don't like discrimination and we don't practice it in our personal lives, and we don't want to patronize people who are not inclusive to all different types of people. But these discrimination laws have unintended consequences, and they can be used against people. You know, if somebody fires an employee, well, the employee can turn around and sue them and say, well, they fired me because I'm a woman, or I'm a redhead, or whatever. You know, redhead was the classic example used by the economist and libertarian philosopher Murray Rothbard. He would always talk about discrimination and...
Well, discrimination against redheads is okay, though.
No. Because they don't have souls.
That's right. They're gingers. They don't have souls. So
oh,
okay.
Man. Yeah, that's just a little bit of humor, but we're kidding, of course.
I have friends that I love to poke fun. Ever since the South Park episode, I've poked fun.
Yeah, which is a pretty libertarian show, by the way. There are a lot of fans of South Park out there who maybe enjoy this type of humor that kind of pokes fun at the government and haven't explicitly been presented with the ideas of liberty, but maybe we can help bring those ideas to them. And by the way, I would like to let our audience know, just if they have thoughts on the situation, if they want to weigh in about anti-discrimination legislation, if they have an experience where they have been discriminated against at work because of some characteristic or another of theirs, I'd like to hear it, and I'd like to discuss ways that those situations could be handled without the need for using the government. And especially situations with women, that's kind of my pet issue because I'm a female, right? And you guys are both gay, and so, I mean, I think we could really relate to a lot of situations where people have been discriminated against. So call in.
Yeah.
Number is 855-450-FREE.
And I have been discriminated against specifically for being gay, like overtly and without any sort of, without any discretion whatsoever by the military. So
I think we have to agree that the intentions in the case of people that wish to see this legislation are good. Their hearts are in the right place. Now, they might not be as considerate towards business owners and their right to property, and I would certainly argue that on a moral ground, but on a pragmatic ground, too. Like you said, there are a number of issues with it, in fact, leading to less employment, leading to retribution against employers, and making them even fearful of taking on an employee that, you know, might be a, quote, protected class. There's a, I've read it before, and I've got it pulled up right here. There's a great publication by the Cato Institute, called The Unintended Consequences of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm.
And by far, that must have been passed with all good intentions.
Right, but I've heard of it in the context of, well, if you're going to open a restaurant or any kind of business, you have to have a special ramp that people who are in wheelchairs can get up, and you have to have special certain bathrooms, and in some cases it can add a lot to the cost of constructing a new place of business,
that's
right?
That's a barrier to entry for new businesses, and it seems, again, without analyzing it, it seems like a good thing.
Yeah.
You certainly would like everything to be more accessible to people with disabilities. But how disabled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it just people with wheelchairs, or does it go further than that? It just, you know, and it's just that, but again, if that keeps a company from even being viable in the first place, like you can raise X amount of money to start a business.
Yep.
And if that puts you, that's going to be the margin of difference between maybe a business being able to start up or not, or whether they're likely to succeed had they had that money to invest in other things that might have helped make their business more successful.
Right. And I think a lot of people.
And then you're not creating jobs that you could have created and things like that.
Yeah. It's always the seen and the unseen, right? When we have government regulations and laws that mandate certain things, we see the results of those laws, but we don't see the opportunity cost, right? The thing that was lost or that the business couldn't do because they had to comply with the regulation in order to stay open. And, you know, I think that the vast majority of businesses want to make their businesses accessible, to anybody who would like to patronize them, able-bodied or, you know, in wheelchairs or what have you. But, you know, when you have to build a ramp, I think a lot of people would build ramps and stuff, but there are all these regulations, like it has to be this particular grade and made out of this particular material.
Exactly. They might do, they might handle making their place accessible in a lot of different creative ways, for
mm-hmm.
instance, or they might decide to go to extra effort in terms of just extra service for people who are disabled to help them and things like that. They might take alternative routes and actually end up being very, it might be a place that would be very friendly to disabled people, for instance, but
mm-hmm.
just they might have just taken a different route for it because, based on what they can, what works best for that particular business.
Yeah, exactly.
And their budget
and
like
sometimes
that.
They'll put things in these laws that nobody can disagree with because it's for disabled people, it's to help them, but it'll be like enriching a government contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And this is Dale.
And Neil.
Yes, indeed. And we do so much appreciate you listening tonight. If you would like to call into the show, you are always welcome to do so at 855-450-3733. And let us know what your thoughts are on anti-discrimination legislation, the Occupy Wall Street protests, or the story that we'll get into in a few minutes about a woman who had her hair searched by the TSA. But first of all, Dale, what's the Free State Project all about?
You know, Stephanie, you brought up earlier that all three of us moved here as part of the Free State Project, and you can be a part of it as well. It is happening. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Free State Project is an effort to get 20,000 passionate liberty lovers to move to one place and focus their efforts on achieving liberty, and that was voted on to be New Hampshire, and that's why a lot of us are in New Hampshire right now.
And if you want to see what it's like, there's no better time than the Porcupine Freedom Festival, otherwise known as PorcFest.
Mm. Or what about Liberty Forum?
Or Liberty Forum is coming up.
That's a sooner event, and that's going to be for people who are not that outdoorsy, and you know, not that PorcFest is super cushy for as far as outdoorsy stuff. You know, it's a campground with showers and all kinds of cool, you know, and buildings and stuff for events. But if you want something sooner and you want a little more comfort, then there's the Liberty Forum is in a hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yeah, a little more cushy, a little less outdoorsy. And, you know, it's not just about these events. They're awesome, and they're a great way to get to know the community. But it's about activism. It's about getting liberty in our lifetime. And in the meantime, having a community of people who feel the same way about the ideas of freedom. And, you know, I'm very happy that I have joined. And if it sounds pie in the sky, 11,000 people have signed and pledged that they will move, and 1,000 have already moved, and maybe more. We don't know about.
When I moved in 2009, I sent out a phone call to our kind of answering machine service that we have up here.
The Porcupine 411.
Yep, great network. And I got over a dozen people helping me unpack my U-Haul, move me in, and I just provided pizza and beer. And
wow.
They brought a little green stuff, and we had a great night. You know?
Sounds like you had a fun time. So, okay, I would like to jump right into this story from Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This is really a shocking and surprising story, and I think a lot of people can also relate to this because, let's face it, you know, things have really changed. Everything's changed since 9/11. That's what they always say, right? But we can really see those changes firsthand if we happen to have to go to the airport and fly somewhere, because the TSA recently has been horrendous in its use of invasive searches, patting people down in all kinds of very intimate places, scanning them with these X-ray scanners and just generally really infringing on their privacy, you know. And for what? A false sense of security? I think it's really a lot more about pretending to be safe than actually making us safer. What do you gentlemen think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's often referred to as security theater. I think it's they're looking busy,
yep.
and that makes people feel like they're being protected, even though objective data is showing that it's not effective.
It's extremely invasive. I've gone through the enhanced pat-downs before, and that was after refusing one of the body scanner machines that expose you to a level of radiation that has not yet been deemed safe, necessarily.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of questions about it, but
well, it
not
hasn't
only
had
that,
to pass the FDA, right? Usually they make all medical devices pass the FDA.
Oh, they streamlined that through.
Yeah, and it just happened to be the company that makes these X-ray scanners is somehow connected to Donald Rumsfeld, right? Yep. Yeah, there's some political connections going on there.
Big surprise there. Yeah,
yeah, but, exactly.
You know, they fill you up in places that some people haven't been felt up in a while. But, thanks. You know, it's just...
The last time I was
they
getting...
They put your hands in your waistband and reach down there. Not only that, but...
They
you know,
up into your crotch in between your thigh and your groin and all that. And they tell you they're going to do this. And I just made sure the last time this happened to me, I refused to go through the backscatter machine. And, mm-hmm. And they, you know, of course, they make a big deal out of it, and they tell you they're going to fill you up and how they're going to fill you up and all this stuff. I just made sure I dead stared the guy right in the eye and just, you know, so he, you know, this is wrong, and I don't want him to feel comfortable about what he's doing.
If I could remember the lyrics of the time, I would have sung America the Beautiful. And, you know, they asked me, do you want to go in a private room? No, I want everyone else here.
I want them to see how you're molesting people. That
yeah, that doesn't sound like it has a potential for abuse, right?
No.
Going in a private room. Ugh. Mm. Oh, wow.
But in this case, they searched her hair?
Yes, they searched her hair.
That's offensive on so many levels.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, let's just get right into this.
She happened to be black.
Yes. Right.
Okay. And
she was black, and she's actually also a hairdresser.
She had a large hair style.
She is a hairdresser herself, and she said that she's worn her hair naturally, which is, you know, kind of fluffy. And I'm a person who also has curly hair. You know, I'm not African-American, but I do have... big hair, so I wonder if they would do this to me, too. But anyway, here's the story. TSA checked Afro for weapons at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Hairstylist Isis Brantley of Dallas said she can't believe she was chased down this week at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport so that her sizable Afro could be checked for weapons. And it has a picture of Ms. Brantley on the article. And she's gorgeous, and she has a large, beautiful head of hair. And... it doesn't really look to me like she could hide something in there.
It's silly. It's almost like a cartoon for them to think someone is hiding dangerous things in their hair.
It's racist, too.
It's very racist.
Ugh. Yeah. It's just like what do they think that, you know, her... I don't even know what they would think, but there's all these kind of stereotypes, like, left over from days of old, you know, of...
I can remember... I guess that's what made me think. I said cartoon.
Yep.
I remember a cartoon... I think it might have been the Globetrotters,
yep.
Where the Globetrotter group, this basketball player group, had superpowers in this cartoon, and one of them had a magic afro that could hold things.
Uh-huh.
It was a cartoon, though.
Right.
It was a joke. I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean...
That just smacks of the old test, the pencil test.
Oh,
that
yeah.
People would use,
and the pencil test, for people who are not familiar, we'll have to say it in polite terms, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's to tell, I guess, when a woman is ready to wear a bra, right?
Oh, you're thinking of a different pencil test.
Oh, I gotcha.
No, in South
there
Africa,
are multiple.
In South Africa, this is literally in apartheid. The apartheid in South Africa, there were different categories of people, and you had different rights depending on which category you were in. And if you were considered black, and one of the ways that they determined that was they would put a pencil somewhere in your hair, right? And if it stayed, then you were considered black. And if it didn't, then you were considered white for purposes of rights and things like that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it just shows how
this
arbitrary
is not
they
that
are.
Long ago. It's not terribly long. I think, it's some really disturbing stuff. It reeks of, like, the measurements that the Nazis would take of your face and then determine whether you're Jewish or not. Like, and they had certain racial aspects that they considered, you know.
And they were and they were stereotyped too. I mean, there were cartoons of Jews from World War II with where they have horns and they're depicted with like big teeth and stuff. And same thing with Japanese in World War II are depicted in a lot of this war propaganda with like really exaggerated eyes. And so it just people just grab on when there's racism, when there's stereotypes and discrimination going on, people really grab on to these I guess ethnic features that people have of whatever their skin or their hair, and they make these ridiculous caricatures out of them. And so in this situation, it's almost like they're saying, oh, she's got such big hair, she could be hiding a bomb in there. It's like, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. So let me go on with this article here. The 53-year-old woman, wow, she's 53. She is very beautiful, and she doesn't look like she's 53, but she is a stylist, so she probably knows a thing or two about beauty. So 53-year-old woman said she had gone down an escalator to catch a train to the concourse where her American Airlines flight to Dallas would depart when she started hearing shouts. I just heard this weird voice saying, stop, lady, don't go. The lady with the big hair, stop. The big hair. Brantley told Channel 2 Action News. When the Transportation Security Administration agents caught up with Brantley, they insisted on searching her afro. Basically, they said, we have to check your hair for explosives. And I thought they were kidding me. I just thought it was a joke. I was shocked. Everyone was shocked, she said. And yeah, I could imagine why she was shocked and why everybody was shocked. When's the last time you heard of something like that happening?
And it's not as if they would have had a high success rate anyway of finding such, quote, dangerous items, because as their own tests reveal, very often, in fact, up to 50% of the time, they miss their own fake bombs, knives, and guns. And this is when they might even have forewarning.
Quite
a bit
more than
50%
of the time. Like, the huge ass majority of the time, they miss their own tests. The things they try to put their own stuff through to see if it gets through, and it usually does. So they're not even getting those. They'll, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, they are incompetent, like every other government agency. The government is good at a few things, and one of them is killing people, and another one is spending money, and not much else.
But if you have to fly, say, I opt out and tell everyone in line that you can opt out of those scanners.
You actually had success with this. Maybe we'll talk about that in hour two coming up. Stay tuned. And if you have thoughts on this or anything else that we've been discussing tonight, you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.